Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Mike Jezoshek, and today's topic is on the top seven most common bookkeeping mistakes made by small business owners and accountants alike. Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro, a digital accounting firm servicing business owners across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. And again, my name is Mike Jezoshek, and I'm the host of this podcast and founder of Jetro. Today's topic, again, is the top seven most common bookkeeping mistakes made. And if you're just tuning in now, this is the first episode you're hearing. This is actually part eight in our All About Bookkeeping series. So if you missed the first seven podcasts, I recommend checking them out. We discussed what is bookkeeping and why do I need bookkeeping for my business. We then talked about what are bookkeeping debits, credits, and the chart of accounts. What is cash versus accrual accounting? What is an income statement versus a balance sheet? How do I read an income statement and why is it important? How do I read a balance sheet and why is it important? And then also, what is the statement of cash flows? And is there any other important financial statements in my business? So those were the previous seven episodes we did in our All About Bookkeeping series. This is part eight. And so as you can see, we've covered a lot of ground in this series. And to finish it up, I wanted to have something that I think is extremely important. Understanding and realizing the common mistakes the business owners make so that you can avoid them on your side. Now, before getting into that, I do want to forewarn you. I could do articles and podcast episodes on bookkeeping mistakes for years, and that would be painful to both you and to me. So my goal here is to just give you a glimpse of some of the most common ones or the top mistakes that we see so that you are aware of them. But just know we could go on for days about various different mistakes that we see in bookkeeping files. So let's start going through kind of the top seven mistakes that we see. Mistake number one is not doing bookkeeping on a regular basis and not reading or analyzing your financials. So we typically recommend that clients do bookkeeping on at least a monthly basis. Continually putting off your bookkeeping and not doing it on a regular basis causes stress, anxiety. There's a higher likelihood of mistakes to happen. And you have data that could be available that you're not using simply because you're not doing your bookkeeping. So we recommend doing a regular bookkeeping on at least a monthly basis. And then by doing your bookkeeping on a regular basis, you're going to now have data available that you can use to improve and help in your business. So too many business owners do the bookkeeping. They might do it on a regular basis, but then they never analyze your actual financials. And so you've already put the time or money in to get the bookkeeping done. Now it's time to utilize that information to help both you and your business succeed. So there's so much information that comes out of bookkeeping that's helpful for you. Once you've done the bookkeeping, the important thing is to not stop there. It's to then take that bookkeeping work, the financials that came out of it, analyze them, and make decisions based on them. As an example, as part of our bookkeeping service here at Jetro, we include a video with all of our clients' financials to walk them through what is going on in their financials, what they need to understand within those financials to really kind of help their business. And so that's something we do on a monthly or quarterly basis whenever we send out client financials. Mistake number two is incorrect categorizing or over-categorizing transactions. So rushing through encoding transactions to the incorrect accounts is something that we see often. And so an example might be something as simple as you write a check out to rent, but for you're rushing through it or not checking into what that check is for, and you book it to consulting expense. So now you have an item that is related to rent booked to the wrong category. So be sure that you're paying attention and putting transactions in a category that makes sense for what it's for. Now, with that being said, having too many categories can also be confusing and cause a mess. So I'll give you an example. We had a client that came to us with the following travel accounts. So instead of just having one travel account, they had travel meals, travel hotel, travel cab, travel air, etc. And so as you can imagine, having these more detailed line items isn't necessary. And it can actually cause confusion, can cause cluttering within your financial statements. Now, don't get me wrong. It may make sense for some businesses to have these detailed cutouts, but for the majority of small businesses, a simple travel category with all of those items combined within that travel category would be perfectly fine. The reason being is that having too many categories creates unnecessary long financial statements. So let's say you have all these breakdowns. You have advertising, internet marketing, advertising, email marketing, advertising, print. Let's say you have 6 advertising accounts and 6 travel accounts. Your income statement becomes extremely long, which makes it unreadable or not valuable. It's not, you know, the work that you're putting in to do that is not valuable to you. It also causes mistakes because you start to get annoyed or you don't want to, you know, you're putting too much time into figuring out exactly which category it is instead of booking it all to advertising or booking it all to travel. That you're sometimes rushing through things and then you're not even putting it in the right or correct subcategory. So, having too many categories can make those statements unreadable or just not valuable to you. So, you know, example, we see clients that specific client that we're talking about had $45 in the travel cab account for the year. So there's $45 in there. Having one account with just $45 into it, it doesn't provide much value when that could just be put into travel, create a very clean, short income statement. So mistake number two is the incorrect categorizing where you're putting expenses or income or whatever in the wrong account. But then the second part of mistake number two is over-categorizing transactions. Having too many accounts when it's not necessary can really clutter up your income statement, can make it more difficult to understand and read your financials and really utilize them in your business. Mistake number three is failing to keep receipts for purchases. And so I always say, like, how many times have you looked at your bank statement and saw a charge and was like, what is that for? Or what was that for? Well, having a receipt will help make that process really easy because you can tell exactly what it's for. And so not only does keeping receipts help with your coding of your transactions and knowing what expenses and spending was for, but it also backs up your expense in the event of an audit. So we recommend on each receipt writing the who, what, where, when, why, and how much. The more that you can put on that receipt and just write on the receipt so you have a record of it, take a picture of it, the more that you can put on there, the better. Because should you have any questions down the road, you know exactly what's for. Or should you need to prove the business purpose of that spending item to the IRS, you have full documentation of why it's a business expense. So that's mistake number three, failing to keep receipts for purchases. Mistake number four is recording personal items or payments to the owner as business expenses. This is a major one that we see. This is one that can cause a lot of issues. So first, what we recommend is have a separate bank account and credit card, if necessary, that is specific to your business. Run only business expenses through that account. If you accidentally pay for something personal on the business account, record it as an owner's draw. If you accidentally pay for something business-related on your personal account, reimburse yourself from the business for that item and just make sure you have record or receipts of it that you're keeping on file. Non-payroll payments to you as the owner typically are going to be recorded as owner's draws, not an expense. And so this is where we see a lot of times. You'll have the owner taking money out of the business and they're recording it as a contract labor or something like that. This would be considered an owner's draw, not an expense, unless it was payroll related. And so if you are set up as a pass-through entity, personal tax payments or estimates that you make for tax-related items for the IRS or state agencies that you make out of the business account are not expenses. Those as well are owner draws. So this is a big mistake. Paying for any kind of personal items that may be snuck in the business account or paying yourself outside of payroll generally need to be booked as owner draws. These should not be on the expense or should not be on the income statement as an expense. So make sure you're recording that and checking that to make sure that anything personal related is being booked as a draw. Mistake number five is incorrectly recording major purchases and potential corresponding loans to those purchases. So if you purchase a major item for your business, you know, let's think machinery, vehicle, office equipment, usually anything or any asset that you purchase for over $2,500, these should be recorded on the balance sheet not on the income statement as an expense account. You're going to end up getting an expense for these items, but you're going to take that expense through depreciation. So you buy a $25,000 vehicle, that does not go into automobile expenses. That goes into automobiles on your balance sheet, and then we're going to depreciate that through time to get the expense. Or if you have any type of loan, that should be recorded as a liability on your balance sheet, not income. So you get $50,000 loan coming in, that's not income. That's a liability, a loan payable on your balance sheet. Any kind of principal payments you make go against that loan. Those are not expenses. The interest piece of any kind of payments would be an expense, but any kind of principal payments you make against a loan are not expenses. Those just go against the liability. So oftentimes we see clients booking auto loans to an automobile expense account. So they get a new Ford truck and they finance it through Ford credit. We'll see an automobile expense, a Ford credit item go through there. And this is a big red flag for us. If the vehicle is owned, the proper treatment would be to add an asset for the value of the vehicle it's purchased, along with a corresponding loan amount for the amount that was financed. The payments would then be applied to the loan. So as we're making payments against the loan, we're going to apply those against the loan, take an expense for the interest piece, but the expense for the truck or the vehicle would come through depreciation. So this is another item when we see people oftentimes make mistakes on financials. Mistake number six is not recording payroll correctly. Payroll is more than just a take-home check. So you pay someone through payroll, their take-home check is, say, $1,200. That means that their gross payroll, what needs to be reported as wages, would be higher than that because their take-home portion is after taking out benefits, taxes, and everything else. So payroll is more than just a take-home check. There's taxes, benefits. And so you want to ensure that your payroll is being recorded so that it matches your payroll report from your payroll provider. And so if you use someone like Gusto, for example, that we use with all of our clients, they integrate with most accounting software and they're going to help with this process. It's going to book the payroll and categorize it accordingly so that you have wages and salaries is going to be your gross payroll. You're going to have payroll tax expense for any kind of payroll taxes related to the employer. And then you're going to have retirement expense depending on what type of retirement account and everything that you have. So at year end, your payroll report from your payroll provider should match exactly to your books with the breakdown of, again, wages and salaries, payroll tax expense, benefits, etc. So make sure that you're recording your payroll correctly. And finally, mistake number seven is just simply being unfamiliar or inexperienced with the entire process, this entire bookkeeping process. Simply guessing your way through bookkeeping is not a great strategy. And we see this all the time with clients come to us, say, yep, I got my bookkeeping done. Can we file a tax return? And we get in there and the bookkeeping file is a disaster. And so a lot of times it's just that they were trying to guess their way through it. They thought they were doing it right, but then we get in there, we're like, there's a lot of things that need to be changed. So if you're unfamiliar with how to do bookkeeping, we say learn how to do it or outsource it. And so if you want to learn how to do it, check out our free bookkeeping training program. I have a link in the show notes that we have related to that. If you want to outsource it, we do this type of stuff every day for business owners across the country. So feel free to schedule an initial consultation with me or check out our packages, which I'll include links to both of those in the show notes as well. So again, mistake number seven is just being unfamiliar or inexperienced. I never would recommend someone doing their own bookkeeping if they don't know what they're doing. I would recommend that they learn how to do bookkeeping or learn at least the basics so they can get started, or if they don't want to learn it, outsource it. So that's the top seven mistakes that we see with clients when it comes to bookkeeping. And you know, we've covered a lot in this All About Bookkeeping series, and so this was the kind of final part of that. Now, with that being said, we do have a bonus episode that we're doing next week, and it's going to be a panel discussion with members of our bookkeeping team. So we're going to talk to them about, you know, what do they enjoy about being a bookkeeper? What do they think a bookkeeper does? What are some common mistakes that they see? And then we're also going to be answering some questions that got sent in. So if you have any questions, please let us know, forward them over to us. And again, today's topic was the top seven most common bookkeeping mistakes that are made. Just as a refresh, mistake number one is not doing bookkeeping on a regular basis and not reading and analyzing your financials once that bookkeeping is completed. Mistake number two is incorrect categorization or over-categorizing transactions. Mistake number three is failing to keep receipts for purchases. Mistake number four is recording personal items or payments to the owner as business expenses. Again, they should be generally stating recorded as owner draws. Mistake number five is incorrectly recording major purchases and potential corresponding loans with those purchases. So again, incorrectly recording purchases and potential loans with those purchases. Mistake number six is not recording payroll correctly or not reconciling it to your payroll software to make sure that they match. And then mistake number seven is being unfamiliar or inexperienced with the entire process. So again, I hope that you guys have enjoyed this All About Bookkeeping series. It's meant to give you a nice, solid foundation about bookkeeping so you know what it is, why you're doing it, why it's important to you. And again, next week, we're going to have a really cool episode where we're going to have a panel discussion with members of our bookkeeping team discussing some of these final bookkeeping items to kind of close this specific topic out on the podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and I will see you guys next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I have provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.